It's Oscar night, so we thought this would be a good time to pay homage to a convention of modern movies. It can be traced back to the original Rocky, the Academy Award winner for Best Picture in 1977. I am talking about the training montage. It's still going strong in the latest and ninth installment of the Rocky franchise, Creed III, which is in theaters now. Tim Grieving has the history of this art form in miniature.
It's a freezing cold Philadelphia morning. Rocky Balboa wakes up at the crack of dawn, gulps down a glass of raw eggs, bundles up in his drab sweatsuit and Chuck Taylors, and heads out to begin his run in the train yards. In reality, this is probably a miserable workout, but in a training montage, it becomes movie magic.
So what's interesting about the training? Well, not much. But could there be a story in the story?
Bill Conti composed the score for Rocky in 1976. He says director John G. Avildsen came to him with, quote, 10 miles of just raw footage of Sylvester Stallone jogging, punching a medicine ball, doing one-handed push-ups, and boxing slabs of beef.
John Avildsen says, Bill, give me about a minute and a half's worth of music so I can cut something together. A minute and a half of this boring training should be enough to get me started.
Conti took his main Rocky theme, which we've heard more slowly and wearily earlier in the picture, and made it more athletic, more aspirational.
Music that you're trained to. So everybody knows what that is. And disco, I mean, days you put on that jump around music and listen to some guy in pink shorts telling you to jump higher and faster.
He recorded his idea on piano and gave the tape to Avildsen and the editors.
Run, give me the one running. Where's the punching bag? Where's the punching bag? Oh, the punching bag doesn't fit as good as the bag. Do the medicine ball. Okay, how many miles of this can we take? But then hearing the music, oh, the music changes here. Let's go here, let's go there. He's running. I like the running up the stairs. We'll leave that for last.
As Avildsen cut the montage together, it began to form a miniature story of overcoming adversity, to the point where Rocky is practically taking flight at the top of the stairs leading to the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Avildsen kept making it longer, asking Conti to write 30 more seconds of music, then 30 more seconds, until the final sequence was about 3 minutes long.
He says, well, look, it's like he's getting stronger during the whole thing. Can't we say that? I said, well, John, it's your movie. You can say anything you want.
This Frankenstein sequence, powered by the heroic Rocky theme and backed with a 70s disco rhythm, became an iconic part of the Oscar-winning film, and every Rocky movie since has had a training montage. Rocky III opens with the Italian stallion on a winning streak and getting soft with fame, as his nemesis Clubber Lang, played by Mr. T, trains to take down the champ. Stallone, who by now was directing the Rocky movies, phoned up Jim Peterick of the band Survivor.
He was already my hero. You know, my wife and I, we named our cat Rocky because we liked those first two movies so much. He says, well, I got this new movie called Rocky III, and I don't want to use that Gonna Fly Now song again. You know, I want something for the kids, something with a pulse. Can you help me out?
This time, the montage was already cut together when Stallone sent Peterick a rough cut on Betamax.
And, you know, we see Mr. T rising up, you know, looking really tough, you know, and Stallone doing Master Charge commercials and getting a little soft. And I just was feeling the pulse of that, you know, and I just started going, you know, just like that. And I see the punches being thrown, and I was just trying to...
The result, Eye of the Tiger, joined Gonna Fly Now as one of the most popular workout tracks of all time. By the time director Ryan Coogler revived the series with Creed in 2015, the training montage was an established tradition he didn't want to mess with. But he and his composer Ludwig Göransson made it their own. Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan, is training for a climactic fight, as per usual, but this time it's intercut with Rocky going through cancer treatment. Old age and youth, sickness and health, Göransson symbolized that with a loving homage to Bill Conti and Gonna Fly Now, but with a powerful hip-hop energy. training montage has clearly taken on a life of its own, which, of course, means it has inspired parodies. Like in an episode of the TV show Arrested Development, when Michael Bluth trains for a father-son triathlon to the strains of a song called Balls in the Air. Just grab a hold and juggle all those balls in the air. How hard can it be? It's a funny spoof, but like us, deep down, it knows that training montages rule. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.